the problem with friends that want to kill you. Judges 12:1-3.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The men of Ephraim were gathered together and passed northward. And they said to Jephthah, "Why did you pass over to fight against the children of Ammon and didn't call us to go with you? We will burn your house around you with fire." Jephthah said to them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when I called you, you didn't save me out of their hand. When I saw that you didn't save me, I put my life in my hand and passed over against the children of Ammon, and Yahweh delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me today to fight against me?" When you are up against a self-deluded friend, you must hold on tightly to the truth. After Jephthah killed Israel's enemy, the Israeli tribe Ephraim told Jephthah that they were so mad that he went around their land to fight Ammon and didn't include them, that they were going to burn him and his house down. Do you see a problem with this? Some people claim to be your brother and then threaten you when you do something good. I am sad to say that this happens among those who call themselves Christians. I believe that God wants us to recognize these kinds of Christians as liars and treat them as if they were not. This does not mean that they are not Christians. This just means that they are sinning and need to repent before they can be treated as Christians. One of the ways that this kind of behavior develops is when someone believes that they can mix the God of the Bible with other gods. They like to think of themselves as being neutral. They call themselves a Christian, but they believe in a philosophy that the God of the Bible rejects. By rejecting the God of the Bible, they are not really being neutral. They are taking the position that the God of the Bible is wrong. Notice that what I'm exposing is a lie, demonstrating a behavioral inconsistency. That's what Jephthah did too. Notice that these guys had been asked before and turned down the opportunity to fight. If they wanted to kill Ammon, why didn't they do it when Jephthah asked before? If they were afraid to fight, why were they not afraid to attack Jephthah when he destroyed Ammon? This inconsistency shows that Ephraim was actually, at least in practice, on Ammon's side. When you don't fight an enemy, don't support those who do, and kill your own allies instead, your actions prove whose side you are on, no matter what you say or think about yourself. Jesus saw the same kind of thing in the Pharisees and exposed it. He tried to show the Pharisees and warned people to stop following them. We need to be wise and do the same today. There is no middle ground with the God of the Bible. Either you are for him or you are against him, and our actions expose which side we are really on.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.